Hey friend, welcome to the Ashley O Show. My name is Ashley O'Connor and I started this podcast when I became a nurse because I wanted a space where I could be honest about my experience caring for others. I knew I couldn't be alone. I'm talking about the fear, the obstacles, the trauma, and the challenges of working insane shifts, learning more than I thought possible, witnessing the most heart-wrenching and the most beautiful moments in a life, and doing it all while trying to take care of myself. Everyone said it was impossible to be healthy as a caregiver and I just refused to accept that as a reality. Now, I am living as a registered nurse turned health, fitness, and career coach for my fellow nurses and caregivers who are trudging through the same mud, trying to solve the mystery of how to stay healthy in a world that is telling you to put yourself last. The Ashley O Show is a space where nurses and caregivers come together to understand that their identity extends beyond the humans that they care for, where the hardest workers in the room can have honest and authentic conversations about what is holding them back and the changes needed to move forward. I am here to help you fit nutrition, fitness, and self-care into a life built around 12-hour shifts. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's definitely going to be scary, but it's also going to be more beautiful than you ever imagined. So it's time we commit to putting ourselves first, chasing uncertainty, and building stronger lives, careers, bodies, and minds than we thought possible. I'm so glad that you're here, and I cannot wait to see the ways in which we change the world. Hello, nurse. Welcome back to the podcast. So excited to have you here because I know that today's episode is going to hit home. I know that there's someone sitting on the other side of this microphone listening in who needs this exact reminder and this exact message because I keep having these conversations and I'm hearing this and seeing this on social media more and more. So I want to talk about it. Just a couple reminders before we dive in. One is that Wednesdays are our interview days. So it's not every single Wednesday. For the most part, I'm doing it every Wednesday, but there are a couple weeks where we don't have an interview error. But for the most part, always make sure that you set your calendar to listen in on Wednesdays because these conversations are so incredible. We had on a grief coach recently who honestly changed my world and my perspective on grief, and I know she can do that for you as well. But we've got some really incredible interviews coming up that I cannot wait to share with you, including one this Wednesday. So make sure that you are listening in. The other thing that I just want to plug real quick is that I now have 3 spots open for April for one-on-one coaching. So if you've ever questioned having a coach, wondering if maybe that is for you, maybe you've tried other programs and they just aren't working, and maybe it's because they just don't understand the life of a nurse, then I'm your coach. I'm the girl for you. And if you listen to this podcast, then we click. So I would love to hear from you. If you have questions or if you just want to hop on a call and chat about whether that would be a good fit for you, just shoot me a message over on Instagram or on my email. They're both in the show notes. And I would love to work with you. So just those couple reminders, and then we're just diving right in. So here's what I want to talk about today. The concept of weight loss gaslighting. And I just made this term up, so it very well might not exist. But I have been hearing a lot about medical gaslighting, which is a whole other topic that we're going to have an episode on because I want to dig into that. But it made me think about the same concept in the weight loss world. So as I'm sure you guys know, medical gaslighting is really when some type of medical professional will dismiss a patient's physical symptoms, often by attributing them to some sort of mental illness or something that's all in that person's head, for example. I've seen lots of pictures circulating of like mugs and t-shirts that say something like, "Don't confuse your Google search with my medical degree." And while as a nurse, I understand where that frustration is coming from, where somebody would make a t-shirt like that, I also can see the other side now as a patient where it's so annoying and so frustrating and so stressful to be dismissed by medical professionals. When you have done your own research, when you know your body better than anyone, there's an issue when it comes to medical gaslighting. We're going to talk about that, like I said, another episode. But let's take that same concept. So dismissing a patient's physical symptoms and place it in the world of weight loss. So lately, I've been seeing a whole lot of sales and marketing, social media posts, and coaches just leading into the strategy of explaining why you are not losing weight when you do X, Y, and Z. So dig into that. There's often this idea that you are being lazy, or you need to try harder, that you don't have enough discipline, that you aren't motivated enough, that you aren't actually creating a calorie deficit, you're just doing it wrong. Like, there is so much blame placed on the individual trying to lose weight when a program or system isn't working for them. And while at times it's valuable to point out the holes that might be happening, or maybe there are behaviors that we could slightly shift that may support you and help you actually find the results that you're looking for, well, it's important to be held accountable when we're trying to lose weight. That's part of the reason we hire a coach, is so that they can hold us accountable and help us with behavior change. I think that there's too much of this going on where all of the blame for a lack of results is being placed on an individual's willpower, discipline, or laziness. And here's the big red flag. Oftentimes, we hear this type of rhetoric from someone who maybe has always lived in a smaller body, has never actually had to lose any significant weight, or maybe it's someone who's never had any hormone issues, somebody who's never had kids, and you've had kids, and that has an impact. Like, we often hear this from somebody who has never walked a mile in our shoes, who has no idea what's going on in our lives, who thinks that they know our body better because of their certification or their degree or their training or their experience or X, Y, and Z. And here's the thing. I understand that we hire coaches for their expertise so that they can guide us and help us along the way. But that doesn't replace your own understanding of your body and the gut feelings, the intuition. That all matters. And I don't know how many women I've worked with who have tried 1,200 calorie diets, who keep shaving things off, who eliminate entire food groups, who are weighing and counting and measuring literally everything that goes into their bodies and still aren't losing weight or are even gaining weight. And so many of them have reached the point that they just hate their bodies. They hate themselves. They think that their body is their enemy, that their metabolism is working against them, that they are a failure, that they're lazy, that they aren't doing enough, that they are not disciplined enough, and they'll never get there, that they are broken or ugly or just plain not good enough. I don't know how many women have had their belief in themselves or their love of their body, their confidence, literally everything just worn away by people telling them they just need to try harder, or they just need to be more disciplined. They just need to get up off of the couch and stop eating Pringles out of the can, or stop eating dessert, or stop eating fast food. Or there's so much blame placed on people, even when they're doing beautiful things. Go on any social media post with somebody who is in a larger body in a gym and somebody is tearing them apart in those comments, saying that they aren't good enough, that they aren't doing enough, that they're lazy, that they're hurting their kids, that they are ugly. Like, I can't even, it makes me so upset to look at these comments that exist. And that's from general public being assholes, really. But there are coaches doing something very similar. There are some who are really bad, who are really hurting their clients, but others who think that that's just the best thing, that they need tough love, that the only way to push their clients is to make sure that they are doing enough. And if they aren't losing weight, then they must not be. But here's the thing, and I'm experiencing this myself in real time, and we'll talk about my own experience soon, but for so many women out there who have tried everything, who are busting their butts every single day just trying to take care of themselves, who are trying to balance all of the demands being given to them by society, especially as women, okay? Your nurses listening to this, or healthcare professionals, you are working 12 to 14 hour shifts. You are running around trying to take care of the sickest people in the world. You are busting your butt trying to take care of literally everyone except for you. You go home and you often have families that you're trying to take care of. You're busing kids to four different sporting events. You're trying to make sure that they get their homework done because the teachers are hounding you. You are trying to save your marriage because you guys are hanging on by a thread because there's no energy or time for you to spend time together. You're trying to do so much. How dare anyone tell you that you are freaking lazy? That is just wrong. But there are so many women who have tried everything and aren't getting results or are even gaining weight and are frustrated. And when we just keep telling them, you need to cut more calories, it's just calories in, calories out, you need to exercise more, stop being lazy, you're doing it wrong, cut out carbs, cut out breakfast, cut out snacks, whatever it is that people are preaching at you, we are often covering up something deeper that's going on. It means that we are disconnecting from our bodies because we think that they are the enemy, and that's how we're being taught. And so we're missing women who are having hormonal imbalances, who may have an underlying chronic condition that is impacting them, who are maybe struggling so much with a mental illness that there's no way that they could lose weight because their body is so incredibly stressed. But we aren't addressing the core issue. It's all about ignoring the root cause, which, guess what? We've built an entire medical system on that model. And I think that the fitness and healthcare, or not healthcare, but health world is doing the exact same thing. We're building on the same freaking model. We're putting band-aids on literally everything. It's why everyone is reaching for quick fix solutions because they want to lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks. But again, we aren't addressing the root cause, what brought us here in the first place. And so guess what? That weight just comes back because the habits that we're reaching for aren't sustainable. And we're not addressing what might be going on in the body that is causing us to gain weight, or causing our metabolism to slow down, or causing us to have increased sugar cravings, or blood sugar imbalance, or everything in between, right? We're ignoring the root cause. And we're doing it because we are being gaslit every single day online. And I know that that term is thrown around a lot. I am starting to really gain more understanding of the right times to use that. And like I said, I sort of made up this idea of weight loss gaslighting, but it exists in concept. I've just seen it way too often. And so maybe you have invested in a coach who has told you to work out 6 days a week and cut out carbs and weigh all your food and X, Y, and Z and spend 4 hours on the weekend meal prepping, whatever. And you can't do that because you have an intense job. You've got kids. You have a life. You have responsibilities. You have so much to do that it's impossible for you to fulfill all of these tasks that someone has given you. And the blame, instead of being placed on a program that was never meant for a nurse in the first place or a busy woman in the first place, is placed on you. You aren't disciplined enough. You aren't hardworking enough. You are lazy. It's bullshit. I'm just upset about it. And I want this episode to just be a reminder for you, if you've experienced this, that that's somebody else's story. Don't let other people belittle what's going on in your body. Because here's the thing too. I could go off on 400 tangents here, but there are a lot of women especially out there who are gaining weight, who are getting really frustrated with their bodies, and are being told by literally everyone around them, their doctors, their partners, people who love them, friends, not out of ill will, but out of concern, that they need to lose weight. And that the way to do that is simply to cut calories and move their body more. And when that's not working, and when they can't keep up, they just internalize this feeling that they are broken, that they are the problem. And so often, we're suppressing these feelings that tell us that something deeper is happening. This has been happening for me. I've felt off for years now. And I'm finally at this point where I'm getting to the bottom of what's going on for me. But it's so easy when you start gaining weight just to assume that it's because you are lazy and you don't have enough willpower, that you are just doing life wrong, when there might be something deeper. So for you, a couple things. One, if you are currently working with a coach, or if you've ever worked with a coach who is blaming you for your lack of results and only blaming you, treat that as a red flag. That coach doesn't deserve your business because they don't understand you. And they're placing that blame on you, which means that they are just here for the bottom line. They just want the results from you so they can put it on a testimonial. That feels a lot like somebody who doesn't care. So I don't want that for you. But two, if you have a gut feeling that something's wrong, that something in your body feels off, that you're gaining weight and you really can't explain exactly why, I want you to do research. I want you to advocate for yourself in a doctor's office. I want you to get your hormones checked. I want you to learn a lot more about your body, what's going on with your cycle, with your nervous system. And I know it feels like a lot of responsibility for somebody who is already taking on so much, but your body and your health need to be your first priority, because the world is so lucky to have you and we don't want to lose you. And because you know your body better than any coach online will ever know. And you also know your body better than your partner will, or your kids, or your parents, or your friends, or anyone who's trying to give you opinions. You know your body best. And if you are questioning that, if you feel like you don't know your body, then here's your reminder to start to get to know it. Get to know what's normal and what's not normal for you, so that we can heal so that we can actually get down to the root cause of what's going on, so that maybe if it's right for your body, you can lose weight for good. Not some fad diet, not some torture, not something that tells you you just need more willpower or discipline, or you need more than 24 hours in a day. I'm talking about something realistic that's going to give you the results that you deserve, but also in a way that your body deserves. It's not your fault. Anyways, I love you. I could talk about this forever. Like I said, we'll do an episode on medical gaslighting as well. But I just really hope that this hit home for you today. That maybe you just needed the reminder that you aren't broken, that it's not your fault, that you aren't just being lazy, because it is so freaking easy to internalize that feeling. And I'm all for holding people accountable, and I do this with my clients as well, but I'm never getting on to messages and telling them that they are being lazy or they're doing it wrong or they just must be eating more than they think or they're not moving enough or they're not checking the boxes and it's their fault. I will never be the coach getting on the line to tell you that. I will be the one to send you a message and be like, hey, did you work out today? I know we talked about that. And if you didn't, we will troubleshoot it and create a plan that's actually going to make sense. I'm not going to be the one to place the blame on you because the world is already doing that every single day and you don't need it anymore. You're doing enough. You just deserve to feel healthy and happy in your skin. And I just want to be the one to remind you that even if your body's not working the exact way that you want it to right now, it is still on your side. It is trying. And we just need to get to know it, work with it, and not betray it as we move forward. So I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'm going to see you on Wednesday for an interview, and then I'll be back next week for another chit chat about life as a nurse who's trying to juggle everything. So I will see you then. And I hope that if nobody else tells you, you know that I am always rooting for you. Thank you so much for listening in and committing to your growth in a world that is telling you to stay small. Seriously, it means the absolute world to me. If this episode hit home for you, it would be amazing if you could share it with your friends or fellow caregivers and tag me at Ashley O Show so that I can personally thank you. That way, we can build an army of nurses, healthcare workers, and caregivers who are changing the narrative around what is possible and healing the system from the ground up. I will see you next time. I love you, and I am always rooting for you.